The subsection 27, Chof Zayin, in chapter Lamed Beis, in chapter 32. Yesterday we were studying about the yuds that connect to the Aleph, and then about the yud that connect to the Tav. We talked about that. The connection, basically, the connection to the letter is made just by a little point, not by the letter itself. The letter itself is not connected, should not be touching. And we said, therefore, that the bottom of the letter, if it touches on the bottom of the letter, it's enough to scrape off that whole letter. If the letter, the body of the yud, we call it a yud, okay? The bottom of the aleph or the bottom of the tav, we call that a yud. If the body of the yud itself touches the letter, then you don't have to touch the whole roof. You can just scrape it off, because when the roof was written, or was the stroke of the roof was done properly, it shows the bottom one was done good, so you scrape it off and you redo it. Now he's going to talk about the same thing. Look at the shin. The shin is on the lowest line. Basically, the way the shin is, you have three yuds that connect to the body. That's what it is. If you see, it's not exactly the way it's in the printed, but you see there are three yuds, and all of these three yuds connect through the lines to the body. That's a shin. The same thing is, you have the ayin. The ayin is on the third line from the bottom, or the top, the last on the left-hand side, is the ayin. The letter of the ayin also has, on the left-hand side, you see the third from the top, and the middle one, right? So the ayin has like two yuds. Those two yuds, the two top ones, the two yud, they connect to the body. The same thing is the tzaddik, if you take a look, also has, the tzaddik is the second line from the bottom, right in the middle. From the right-hand side, it's the fourth letter. You see, either way, it's the fourth letter in the middle. See the tzaddik? So the tzaddik also has like two yuds that connect to the letter. And then finally you have the pei. Also, look at the pei, which is also on the fourth line from the top. If you see inside it's like a chaf, and then the inside you have like a yud. All these, what are those pieces called? They're called yuds. The yuds to the body of the letter can only be connected through a koitz, through a little point, not the letter itself. So that's what he says in subsection Chof Zayin. V'chein hadin, the same din as we said before, that you can't have the body connected to the letter. And if it's connected, you cannot just scrape off the connection. You must rewrite it, because if you make the letter okay just by scraping off, it's no good. Same thing is true, b'yudei hashin, the yudin of the shin, of the letter shin, Veho ayin, and the letter ayin, veha tzadi, and the letter tzadik, veha pei. Shenogu begufa hoiz ba'atzmo. If that yud touches the body itself, so you have the yud touch the body itself, but v'loy ba'oikson, but not just in their point. They cannot touch the body. The body of the yud cannot touch the letter. It's only the point. Only the oikets can touch. But here, what happens is the body touches itself, and not just the oiketsum bilvat. So what do you do then? Can you just scrape off the place where the body touches? Answer is no. Because if you're just going to scrape off, you're going to create the letter, not by writing it, but by scraping it off. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to scrape off that entire yud. Shetzorich ligrer kol. Oh, in this case, depending on what the letter is. By the ayin, for example, by the shin, if you start with the top, you have to erase everything from the point of where the letter lost its kosher status, when it became puzzle, shetzorich ligrer kol ma shekosa beoisoy ois, you have to scrape off anything that you've written in that letter, achar shenasebo apisul, after the disqualification has been made. Again, after whatever you've written, after what you have disqualified, the letter has to be scraped off. Now he's going to tell you further. Now, earlier we had a resolution sometimes when we weren't sure about a letter, the size of a letter, like the leg, whether it's a yud or a vav or a chav or something like that, long chav. So what did we do? We called in a child and we asked the child, what does it look like? And we relied on the child who's not too wise, who can tell us what the letter is. But in this case, when the body of the yud is touching the actual letter, it's not going to help that a child is going to come in and going to tell us, oh, you know what, this is the right letter. That's not going to help. He says, "Ve'ein kriyas hatinuk ma'elas b'zeh klal." For this, the reading of the child does not help at all. Why? Kivon she'einenu rois, for our eyes see, she'einu ois kitikuno, that the letter is not properly. In other words, the reading of a child only helps, and we've said this before, with regards to other halachas, that the reading of a child only helps if we have a question of length, which we're not really sure, what is this letter? But if we know that a letter is no good, the fact that a child will read this correctly, in other words, like the letter that it should be, that isn't going to help you. Why? Because we see that it's no good. So the reading of the child isn't going to help us to make a letter like that kosher. And the same thing would be true, v'chein im nogu ragle ha'ei v'akuf v'gag, if the left leg, is that the legs of the hay on the kuf, that is the left leg of the hay on the kuf, touch the gag. If you take a look in the first line, the letter before, one letter before the left hand side, you have the letter hay. So what is the difference between the hay and the ches? You see, what's the difference? There's a space on the left, by the left leg. By the hay, there's an open space between the hay and the roof. There's a space there. Like the ches has no space, the hay has space. You see what I'm showing you, Eric?
Yeah.
Right. Take a look also. What is the kuf? If you look at the kuf, that's one line from the bottom, one to the right, one line, in one row into the right. The kuf. You see the kuf? What's the difference? You see on the top of the kuf, there's a space between the roof and the left leg over there, right? Now, what happens if the leg touches the kuf, the top, or the hay touches the top? That would be no good. Now, can you just scrape off the top? Well, Dutch, you can't do that. Why? Because if you're going to be scraping off, you're going to be creating the letter now just by a scrape off. What do you got to do? You got to take off the whole leg and start again. So that's what he says. If the legs of the hay and the kuf touch begag, now he says, what does touching mean? Afilu negiya dako kichut asayru. Even if it just touches like the strand over here. Very, very thin. Doesn't have to be a lot. Even if it touches it by a here. And even v'tinuk she'enei chochem koyrum kilchosom. And a child who is not a wise, which means which we trust otherwise, would read it correctly. He'd say, this is a kuf. He'd say, this is a hay. Because you have a very little line of there. Still, psulis. It's still no good. And yet, and also, ve'ein takona lafridom mishum chok toiches. And it won't help you to separate him, because in this case, you're going to be creating the letter by removing chok toiches instead of writing. If you're just going to disconnect the letter, the place where it's connected, you're going to disconnect it, you're going to be creating a letter by erasing versus then by writing, which is no good. Now, how much of the letter does the person need to write? Let's say about the hay. Does he have to, he has to remove the entire left leg, but he doesn't have to remove the right hand side. That dalet of the hay, that part, the dalet of the hay, doesn't have to remove. So he says, he doesn't need to scrape off the entire letter. It's enough to scrape away the left leg, which was done in disqualified way. And then he's going to rewrite just that leg. But the roof and the right side and the right leg, shenase mitchila behechsher, which was done to begin with kosher, ein tzarich legarim, then you don't have to scrape it off. Because the way you write the hay, first you do the roof and you do the right side, and then you put the left leg in there. Now he made a mistake and he connected the left leg. So he has to just take away the whole leg. Can't just scrape off the top, has to take off the whole leg, rewrite that leg. But he doesn't have to take off the right side. That would be in this case. Now, let's talk about another case. We'll talk about the Resh and the Dalet, okay? So we already talked about it in the previous Sif. So what's the difference between the Dalet? The Dalet is which one is the fifth letter from the right? Aleph, Beis, Vez, Gimel, Dalet. You see the Dalet in the first line? And the Resh is the last letter on the fourth line. You see? The last letter on the fourth line. What's the difference between the Dalet and the Resh? Eric, what's the difference in the shape?
The leg is different.
The leg is mostly the same. What's the other difference between the Dalet and the Resh? Look at the end of the roof of the Dalet, it goes out. The leg of the... Okay, when you say the Dalet. Over here, okay, when you say the leg by the Resh, the leg comes out at the end. It's like a circle on the top. By the Dalet, it's already, there is like a extra piece at the right hand side. So it's almost like the leg doesn't come out from the end, but the leg comes out a little bit inside because there's a little bit, they call that a tag. There's a little bit on the outside which goes out, right? So what happens if you needed to write a Resh and you wrote a Resh, okay? So that's good. So, you know, somebody came to the rabbi and asked him a question. He says, I put dairy into a dairy pot. Is it kosher? So the rabbi says, what's the question? If it's a dairy pot, then you put in dairy. So where's the question? So there's no question over there. If you put in meat in a dairy pot, you have a question. Or you put dairy in a meat pot. But if you put dairy in a dairy pot, it's not a problem. That's where it's supposed to be. So if he wanted to write a Resh, and he already wrote a Resh, that's not a problem. That's good. But what happens after he wrote the Resh properly, he added that piece in the back. Now he made it into a Dalet. Okay? So he says, because he thought he had to write a Dalet. He writes a Resh and then he writes the Dalet. Then he adds that piece. So now, what are you going to do in that case? Can you just erase that extra piece to make it back into the Resh? He had a good Resh here, right? By accident, he made it into a Dalet. So now he wants to just remove that piece, make it back into a Resh. No good. Now, the question is it enough just to take off the top? So here, that seemingly would be enough. Because once you take off the top, you just have a stick there, doesn't mean anything. So it's like rewriting the whole thing. But we already had earlier that in cases like that, right now, this whole, everything in the letter is no good. Because once you put that extra Dalet in there, you made everything no good. So he says like this. If you wrote a Resh, then you made a mistake. And you put in that extra tag, and you made it into a Dalet. So you can't fix it just by scraping off that tag. Because Shekivon Shein Oise Maise Begufa Oise, since you're not going to be doing anything in the letter, you're just going to be scraping off. Elo Unasis Reish Al Degrir Bilvad, it just becomes a Reish through scraping off. Harizek Chok Toiches, that is considered like Chok Toiches, which means that you're creating the letter from the outside in instead of writing it, but you're making it. Mashenkein, but that would be over here. Mashenkein behave Kuf. As opposed to the hay and the kuf, why is it over there okay? Because over there, in addition to scraping off, you're actually doing something. Because when you scrape off that leg, later on, what are you doing? You're actually rewriting. You're going ahead, you're doing an act in the body of the letter. Why? Because in this case, you are scraping the leg. And then you are going ahead and writing it anew. And it's as if you've written the whole letter. Why? Because they're not called a hay or a kuf without this leg. When you remove that left leg from the hay or the kuf, now what is it there? Now it's not considered a kuf or a hay at all without that leg. And now you're writing something. So now you're adding something to it. So you're making it now into a hay and a kuf. Okay, so according to this, it would seem gam bereish tov also lo take in dalet. So in this case, when you made a mistake and the reish you added the tag at the end like a dalet, yesh lo hakel begreiris hatag im agag bilvad. You can either just scrape off just the top, or just the tag together with the side. You don't have to take off both. So then you'll be doing an act in the letter itself. Now there is no longer a shape of a letter. And the rest you don't have to scrape off. Since it was made kosher in the first place. Still, it seems that the one who is more strict to raise the entire letter, let blessing come upon him. So, we learned earlier a very similar case, but this is a little bit different than the case that we learned earlier. We had an opinion that says that once you destroy the look of the letter, that it's no longer the look of the letter, so then it doesn't count. Then it's like writing it anew. So even the parts which came after the disqualification would be okay. So here, when we're talking about the hay and the kuf, so originally you wrote the letter properly. When you did the right hand side, you wrote the resh. Then you connected the hay, the left hand side, you wrote it. Now you're doing it improperly. Now what you did is you connected it to the roof of the letter. So now you made a mistake. So there would be no need for you to go ahead and erase the whole letter, just erase that part, because the other part was done properly. So that seems to work. Now, when you are erasing the one letter, you are doing something over here, and the rest is okay. That seems to be not a problem at all. The resh we learned earlier, if you wrote a dalet in the first place, and then you take it off, then we learned you because when you made the stick after the dalet, that stick came already after the dalet had a wrong dalet because it was a long roof. It was so therefore just erasing the one of them wouldn't be suffice, at least according to the more stringent opinion. Because over there we learned before, that's he rules that way, is because when you wrote that leg, you wrote it after it was a dalet, and that wasn't the right letter, so that wouldn't be good. But in the scenario over here, when you wrote that stick, that leg of the resh, it was good because you wrote a resh. Later on, you ruined the resh by adding the tag. So now, technically, that leg was written while it was kosher. So now what you need to do is, but now it's not kosher anymore because you added that piece. You can't make it kosher just by removing the piece. That's what we know. Can't do that because we chotum. But even he says, even if you are going to go ahead and just remove the top or with the leg, because then you're doing something in the letter itself, because you're rewriting either the top or the leg. And the leg was not done in a bad way. because it was done properly originally. The bad thing happened afterwards when you added that piece. But he says, because it was done properly. But yet he says, one should be machmer to erase it all. I'm not sure exactly what the reasoning for it is, what's the unique reason for this case, but perhaps the reason for this case is because a reish, because that's the way we have to do it in a regular reish, so in this case, where the reish is done, and then he made it in the tag, maybe that's why it's the right way to do it.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
This hay, the roof of the hay, and the right side of the hay.
Yeah.
Would you say that's more like a dalad or a reish?
No, the hay is a dalad.
What is a dalad?
It's a dalad with a left leg.
Yeah.
The hay is a dalad with a left leg. Now, actually, you're right. I should, and I'll try to remember, just have a printout for everyone with a large, to look at the letters, to look at the actual letters, then you can see how it interchanges in between the different ways.
Every letter has a hook on the top.
What do you see?
See?
See,
every one of them. See on the top.
Tiny little stem.
There's a stem coming out of every letter.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
But that's not in this particular font, though.
Actually, in all the font, they have that hook. That's called also a tag. Now, the letters usually have three hooks or three points. Call them points. That goes up is a point. The left is a point. And also the right has a point. There's point. You know, here you only see the one point. You see the top.
Right.
But also right underneath it, you know, the one to the left, on that corner, the bottom corner, right underneath that hook, on the left side, underneath that hook, there should be another point.
Which letter are we looking
at? On the vav, on the hey, on most of the letters.
The letter lemon only has a top and a bottom.
Well, yeah.
It won't have. Well, yeah, it could have it on the body.
You see, it would almost seem that chapter 36 should come first. Here, take a look over here. You have the picture. It goes letter by letter. Look at the aleph. You can look over there. Look at, you see the aleph?
Yeah.
See what it looks like? Then goes the base.
Oh, that's, I see. It. They got a little, yeah.
Look at, see the base? Look, yeah, at the gimel. Turn the page. The dalet.
See, but look at how short the leg is.
Yeah, that's right. But over there, it doesn't have to be long. Over there, it's a long roof. Now, most of the letters will be measured by the letters next to them. They're measured by the letters next to them. Hey, you see? Go through the alphabets there.
Yeah, some of them have the little fancy pieces coming.
Yeah, that's what it is. And we're going to go
like
through.
The Torah has those.
That's right. That's what we're going to go through one by one. Not only the Torah that's filling the mezuzahs. Now, one of the things that the cheap mezuzahs that they do, because that's like an extra step and it's kind of hard to write.
Right.
Takes longer, and it's also hard when you're doing very small letters. I mean, you got to be very careful with the. See, you see all these things. They can't touch each other. They can't touch the letter. I mean, you have all these. Exactly, it has to be the shape. It has to have the shape, and then it has to, it can't touch, and it can't be, and it has to look nice. And you know, there's just so much details. People that want to just do quickly, they just write it. They don't pay attention, and you know that could be a problem.
I have a book written.